Welcome to Inspiring Elders, a 13-part documentary produced and presented by Marie-Angeline Lascaux with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. What happens physiologically and psychologically as we grow older? What is the role of an elder in our society? What does positive aging mean? What part does nutrition play in remaining fit and healthy? And why is it so important to remain active in our later years? Why do so many of our elders engage in music, art, dance, poetry? Can we start new careers in our 50s and 60s? What is the role of spirituality? And what does it mean to live a fulfilled life? All these questions and more will be answered by a panel of experts, including a professor of gerontology, medical doctors, an Ayurvedic doctor, a homeopath, a psychologist, dancers, writers, artists, teachers, healers, all of whom share a passion for life and a commitment to remain engaged with the younger generation. In this program, Anna Chu, Mary Brady, Dolores Whelan, Annette Peard, Eilish Kelly, Tony Hugh, Gabrielle Kirby, Jerry Cahill, Sister Rachel, Joe Cluxton, Fred Walker, Leslie Andelman, Dr. Eric Dilworth, and Dr. Don Brennan share their view on spirituality. Could you tell me the role of spirituality in your life?
When I went to Saudi Arabia, we were taught about culture shock, and people talked about culture shock, and they taught us how to deal with it. And I couldn't understand what they were talking about because I never experienced culture shock in the Middle East. I loved it. But coming back to Ireland was a real shock to my system after 20 years. That was the beginning then of my search for meaning of life. So I tried many, many avenues. I suppose homeopathy was one of the things that opened my mind to a different philosophy of life, and a philosophy that included the mind, body and spirit, not just the body and the physical being, but also the soul. I went looking in many different places. I sort of looked at all the different cultures. I went to many of the different ancient cultures looking for whatever it was that I was looking for, meaning of life, I suppose. And then one day on a trip to Peru, some of my friends, somebody said, well, you know, we have our own culture here in Ireland and we haven't really looked at that. So I sort of looked into Celtic spirituality, and I realized that really there was the sameness throughout the universe at that time. Everybody had a cosmological view of life, and that we had lost sense of that, and therefore we had lost sense of our connection with nature and perhaps with God. It was only after that I walked the Camino as well, and I think it was during that that I realized that, you know, no matter how many places you journey to, the only place you find true wisdom is within yourself. The meaning of life, really, is within yourself. So I have sort of spent a lot of time sort of trying to connect with that part of me that I feel is part of God or part of something bigger. We are all part of something bigger, and whether you call it God or whatever you call it, for me, I call it God. So therefore, expressing myself as a spiritual being means knowing who I am. And I can't say that I know 100%, but I know an awful lot more than I did 20 years ago. Being able to express that self with other people, recognizing that we are all interconnected on one level, and yet each have our own unique individuality, which I feel we must honor in each other, and at the same time understand that we have that interconnectedness. And then the other part of spirituality is being able to connect with God, or what I perceive to be God.
Can you tell us about the role of spirituality in your life?
I think spirituality is a great help in my life. It's like an anchor for me, really.
So you told me you were bereaved
about 10 years ago. What difference did that make to your life?
Well, it made a huge difference in every area of my life. I really had to kind of start from scratch, I felt. I couldn't even begin to tell you the amount of difference it made in every way. I mean, it's quite lonely when you're used to having somebody you love with you all the time. You know, I had to take on practical things that I never had to take on before. Not that I minded doing that, but, you know, you do feel you have nobody to talk to about things. It's quite hard coming home at night when it's dark and the house is dark and there's nobody there to say what you've been doing. But I'm not the only one. I mean, that's not just bereaved people, but people who live on their own anyway. But it did make a huge difference to my life, yeah, huge. But I felt I had to pick myself up somehow eventually and just, you know, do a few things. And actually walking the Camino was quite a help, because I went by myself. I didn't go with anybody that I knew. You know, I didn't meet people, but I didn't go with people I knew.
And what was the idea behind it?
Well, I just liked the idea of pilgrimage. It was like walking into myself in some funny kind of a way. I felt it was like a challenge, and I felt if I could do this, I could do a lot of other things.
Dermot. Like a boat, I drift rudderless without your steady hand in mine. My heart still sees you worn by pain, the tethering tubes no longer lifelines. At night you come to me in dreams, with your dark hair falling forward, your face intent over a drawing board, strong and tender as when we first loved. As I drift towards old age, changed by all your absence brings, I search a way to live without you and become someone you may not know.
I was always very aware of my spirituality, but in a very unconscious way. It's a very hard thing to define spirituality, but in a way, the living of our lives from that deep place is what I call spirituality. You know, Teilhard de Chardin once said, we are spiritual beings having a human experience, not human beings having a spiritual experience. So for me, the bottom line is, the essence of who I am is spiritual. Gandhi once said, I can't find God apart from my humanity. So for me, and as the Celtic people hugely demonstrated, there is no separation between the secular and the spiritual, except in very modern Western society. All primal peoples understood that the secular and the spiritual flow into and out of each other.
Everything has an energy. The stones, everything, the trees, everything is a living entity.
I believe that there's something bigger than me. I've come to believe that. I didn't really have a religious viewpoint when I was younger, but it was more in my middle years, coming into my 40s, that I gradually came in contact with the concept that there was something bigger than myself, that if I could remember to hand the difficulty over to something bigger than myself, actually a solution arose that I wouldn't have expected. Then as I proceeded further in my life and coming into my 60s now, I see that more as a co-creative role. So it's how I go about doing things that matters. It isn't actually what I do. It's how I go about doing it. And that, for me, is allowing a spiritual path to unfold.
God is the centre of my life, really. Everything I do is for God. How that shows itself, I suppose, would be in my relationship with others, how I accept challenges, how I handle my own weaknesses and try to be positive in difficult circumstances.
How does spirituality play a role in your life?
I think spirituality does play an important role. I think everybody needs to have a belief in a being, and depending on your religious persuasion, you know who that being is. It comes in meditation, I suppose, doesn't it? When you feel you are communicating and that somebody is listening to you, although you can't see or feel or hear them.
We have time, well, we have Mass in the morning, and it's wonderful to have that to celebrate.
We do meditation twice a day, but also I'm very much into living in the moment and not thinking, to try to allow the moment unfold, to live with the idea of not doing anything but just living in the moment, and then allowing God to prompt you to do what he wants you to do, enjoying your work, love the people that I live with and love people in general.
Are the colours of your dreams vivid, bright and daring? Or are they pretty pastel shades, soft beyond comparing? Are they deep, luxurious hues, comforting and warm? Or magic rainbow colours with a special charm? Are the colours of your mind varied as spring flowers? Could they rain upon my thoughts like refreshing summer showers? Are the colours of your soul richer than heaven above? Could they enlighten my soul about the reality of love? With these colours, could you weave a soft pillow for my mind to meditate with ease, and let my thoughts be carried on a gentle coloured breeze?
I would see life as an inner journey in which at different times we meet fragments of ourself. And when I say ourself, I mean our real self, or our soul, if you want to say it that way. That we just meet it at different points and then it disappears again. But we continue to pursue that, trying to find it. And each time we try to find it, we come to a bigger fragment of ourself. And then eventually there is this confrontation with, you might say, the universe, the cosmos, that in that journey in pursuing the self, one also discovers something bigger than oneself, and that life becomes that process of the unfolding of that particular story. It's exciting, it's interesting, it's a worthwhile process. And on the other hand, I would think the pursuit, for example, of money, of position, of power, of fame, is a worthless process. So that's what I've learned.
One thing that ages a person is the negative. Having a purpose in life and trying to see God's loving hand in everything that happens is a way of staying youthful. Also trying to see the bright side of everything and living in the moment. You know, there are some things you can do nothing about. You can't do anything about the past. It's gone. You can't have it back. So moaning about it and giving out about it is not going to help. Or the future, you can't do too much about that. But what you can do something about is enjoying yourself in the moment.
Death. Ah, the inevitable. It can take any of us at any time. Young, old, healthy, unhealthy. Yes, it can take us in an instant. So I am grateful for all of the minutes I have here. And I truly believe that gratitude is my best way of loving life.
I'm very fortunate to have found myself in this position at this time of my life. When I went through my 40s and my midlife crisis, it didn't look like anything was going to happen, and I didn't know where I was going to go or how I was going to become involved in life. But since then, slowly going to other art like Tai Chi, Shiatsu, meditation, going to men's groups, being able to hold a woman without feeling a sexual feeling, because in my youth, when I grew up, you only ever touched a woman if you had a sexual feeling in mind. You never touched for comfort or for any other reason. In one of the men's groups I went to, I think one of the most amazing episodes that I went through was being invited to lie down in the ground and four men coming up and just holding you. They didn't do anything, they just held, and it was really emotional. It was an amazing experience. So it has been a journey, and it's still ongoing, of course. I mean, I'm still young at 64, especially with my dad being 92. I'm not sure where I'm going now, or what I'm going to be doing next. I will hopefully continue to tango. That's what I want to do as long as my legs will hold me.
I feel wiser because of the wisdom you have shown. I feel safer because of the acceptance I have known. I feel special because of the way people really cared. I feel humbled by the naked emotion that was shared. I feel enriched by the humanity that is all around. I feel educated by the many answers I have found. I feel so loved in a very special, unconditional way. I feel so much, it is beyond any words I could ever say. I feel if I had to say just one thing, it would be that I would like all of you to know my gratitude for allowing me and my heart to grow. Every one of you has played a special part. As I leave, I carry a piece of each of you with me forever in my grateful heart.
I think the role as an elder is to model a holistic way of living, is to model what it means to be a whole person, is to model what it means to embrace life, it's to model what it means to live the good days and the bad days, it's to model what it means to come towards a place of truth within yourself and pass that truth onto the next generation. That's what it is for me to be an elder. It's to pass the wisdom on. And wisdom is something which can only be found through living. You don't find wisdom in books. You live into wisdom. That's the role of an elder for me.
Life is a spiritual journey, a journey towards wholeness. What's important really is the presence that we have for each other, being attentive to each other, being compassionate, being at peace, you know, being in joy, patience, simplicity, creativity, awareness, truth, beauty, abundance. That's what we need to share with each other. So we need to get back to our soul, and we need to realise that less is more. I'm just getting back to the idea of simplicity, of simple things. I suppose as people get older, they've got some quality that's priceless. It's like there's some radiance shining through them. It's like the radiance of a newborn baby. You get that radiance of life, of pure essence, and that is pure life. That is pure essence. That is pure consciousness.
I see in your eyes the magic of life, the pure experience of being, the mystery of existence, the wonder of creation. I sense your inner glory from afar, reaching, touching, awakening my dormant soul. Your smile tells a thousand tales of wondrous happy lives, adored, admired, honored with regal investiture. Experiences of the divine, calming and reassuring with ancient wisdom, bearing you readily through life's toils. I hear your voice resounding in my mind, your laughter inviting joyful response. I know your compassion, exalting to those who love you. I know your serenity, calming to those whom you love.
What is the purpose of our being? What is the purpose of our living? Why have we taken this body? Why this 80? It's because we wish to awaken to the profoundest reality of our being, which is bliss, which is divine, which is absolute love, absolute wisdom, and to express that here and now in this physiology for our own sake, but for our people. So nature is fundamental in its direction of evolution. Even the process of living from day to day, through the experiences of our life, we are evolving. And that process is more profoundly experienced by the elder. He has gone so much farther than I have. So I respect, I revere him for that. Now, that process of natural growth and evolution through time is enhanced when we live a life of balance. It speeds up our evolution. So it's a matter of being integrated in body, in the routines, in our food, in our diet, in our digestion, in our detoxing, in our speech and behavior. Ayurveda describes how the appropriate speech, the appropriate behaviors rejuvenate us. We're more vital, we're more alive, we're healthier. One of the most profound healing strategies, rejuvenating strategies in this branch of Ayurveda is respect the elders. Another one is to be in the company of the wise. Another one is to speak the sweet truth. These traditions were there because if we live like that, we remain youthful, balanced, integrated. We're in tune with our nature. If we behave against nature, if we introduce angst, we're straining the whole flow of our being. We're disrupting, we're creating ulcers for ourselves. So this whole behavior and speech can rejuvenate us. And this is what the wise have learned and know. This is what, by their very speech and behavior, they show. This is why they are the inspiration. They are the focus of our evolution, of our own growth and development. This is why we respect them.
I will now lead you into a guided meditation. Sit comfortably and bring awareness to your breath, bringing the breath deeper inside your body, and through your breath getting a sense of how it feels like inside your body right now. Imagine traveling through your whole body from the inside, messaging your internal organs with the breath, soothing any aching muscles, releasing any trapped energy, bringing the breath deeper and deeper, and through your breath connecting to the deepest part of your being, where there is no yesterday, no tomorrow, just now. In this moment, there is peace. In this moment, you are free from worry, free from anxiety, free from pain. Your breath connects you with a dimension greater than yourself. Allow yourself to be guided and supported in all that you do. In this moment, you are free. You can remain in this place for as long as you need. And when it is time for you to return to your everyday activities, allow your breath to bring you gradually back to an awareness of your physical body, of your surroundings. Allow your body to stretch gently, and when it feels right, on an out-breath, open your eyes to a new moment. You were listening to Inspiring Elders, a 13-part documentary produced and presented by Marie-Angeline Lascaux with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. This programme featured Anna Chu, Mary Brady, Tony Hugh, Dolores Whelan, Annette Peard, Eilish Kelly, Gabrielle Kirby, Jerry Cahill, Sister Rachel, Joe Cluxton, Fred Walker, Leslie Andelman, Dr. Eric Dilworth, and Dr. Don Brennan. The music on this program is from Seamus Byrne, and you can find out more about his music on www.brotherseamus.ie. If you want to get in touch with any of the contributors, you can contact us through www.springintolife.ie. Tune in again next week to find out how to live a fulfilled life.